Blog Talk Radio.
After dark. I hope everyone's having a really, really, really good day. I know I am. Well, kind of. And tonight, we are going to talk about Zeke. We are going to talk about a lot of things that need to be talked about. Because I'm sorry, people. But the one thing I cannot get over is, you kill a kid for what? A political agenda? No, this has to stop. This doesn't make sense. So you would kill a little boy. You know, and you know, we are pissed. You fucked with the wrong fan group here. Fran and Gusa and okay, oh, and the caller number is 347-850-8721. And I'm going to play a really quick song because I can. And I have no callers on this Facebook yet. So please call in and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, hi, it's me. Okay, I muted myself. Do not laugh at me, people. You know what? Maison is coming, people. We just have to hold on for a little longer. They get a light somewhere, you guys, and, you know, we need to believe this. So, you know, it makes me really pissed off. And, you know, we are going to talk. So I have my co-host and my other partner, crime co-host. Hey, you're on the air, Miss you forgot about us.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Yes.
I totally forgot. I am, like, so sorry. I just, yeah, okay, yeah, so... I'm trying to
Okay, I'm going to bring Allie on.
I can't believe that Steve Burton is on the other show. I just, it just, you know.
Yeah, me, like.
They're like right now, or do you know, or what?
Yeah, but as we speak, you guys, as we speak.
On there right
now?
Did you see?
Yep.
You know what? Okay, you know what? I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
No, go for it.
Hold on. I'm not logged in, so I'm going to go ahead over there.
Okay. Do you want me to mute you?
Is there anybody? Yeah, you can mute me, and I'll let you know. Do I just have to put the one up or what?
You know, you can text me to bring you back on, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just mute me.
Okay. Terry's being muted. Allie, you're on the air. And 719, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
I popped over to JCM Radio in enemy territory, and it seemed like they were having problems. So Dev had not called in yet.
Well, you said Deb, wow.
But I don't know. That was like a few minutes ago. I have
What was
I
going?
I decided to come join you guys. I direct messaged Dirk Sheetwood and asked him to come on my show.
Okay, ma'am, but you haven't heard anything back.
No, I just did it like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, 719, whatever, you on the air with us too?
Hi.
Hey.
What?
I think it's April, right?
Is it April?
April's on.
Yep.
You guys, even if I wanted to sneak over to enemy territory, I can. You know what? Oh, wait. No, they took the sad box away off mine. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in this album. I remember Chrissy trying to get him on. Who's right here? You know what? But no, Steve Burton is coming on. Late on radio, we just don't know when. Brooklyn Seal, I cannot believe they killed Jake off. You know what, Brooklyn? I'm sorry. But I don't think Jake is dead. And April knows that I believe, you know, that I don't believe it. Allie knows, no, yeah, he's not dead. We never saw the little body. Okay, you know, we didn't see the body ever since
we didn't.
Hit
him.
What?
We didn't. So I think if Jake isn't dead, then Helene and Franco work together.
Thank you. That
would be awesome.
Yeah, because it's Liz's enemy and Jason's enemy, and they're working together on it.
Yeah, and just speaking of Helena Cassidyne, as you all
know,
Elizabeth Taylor passed away today. And she guest starred as Helena Cassidy on General Hospital during Luke and Laura's wedding.
Yeah, was that Elizabeth Taylor?
You know, and Anthony Gidd had a little affair with her.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you know, but no, I woke up this morning and I went on the computer and it was on Yahoo, Elizabeth Taylor passed away. I'm like, what? No. Because I've been betting myself which celebrity was going to go first. And Elizabeth Taylor wasn't on my radar. Solid Scene was on my radar, but not okay. We are unmuting Till. Hey, Till.
Just as I said that, they have their on live now. I'll mute me. But you know what, though? Oh. You know, I just wanted to say that this show, General Hospital, right now, I mean, this show story was rushed. I mean, this is no way in comparison to the BJ and Maxie story. There was build-up. You had months, you know, and you know what? We didn't even see Jake be taken off of life support or anything. I mean, and when BJ died, you saw her brain dead. You saw Tony go in there, put his head. Did he put his head on Maxie when Maxie was? No, he put his head on BJ's chest, right? Or was it Maxie's chest because it was BJ's heart on the inner chest, right? Or no? I don't know. I have to go back and watch it. But I don't even think the story stands on its own.
With BJ, you can't live without a heart, but you can live with one kidney.
Yeah, you can live with
Thank you.
Yeah.
So with BJ, it's like, okay, we need to kill her off, otherwise Max won't have a heart. But with Jake, it's like, you could have just given them one kidney.
Why not?
Kept him alive.
And yet, there's so many holes. We never saw him run out the door into the street. You never seen anybody see him on the bed. We didn't even see him being operated on. At least on days
we didn't even see him open the damn door.
I know. At least when Zach got run over, we actually saw him in the street.
Yes.
And we saw his sister. Well, we didn't see him get run over, but we automatically assumed that she did because she heard stop the bump and everything, and he was in the street. And we saw Hope go run to him and everything, and she was there from the beginning and saw him when they took him off life support and everything. But it's like, to me, it's open-ended still because we don't know if Jake's dead or not. I mean, come on, they didn't even show him at all, unless the little boy's mother in real life didn't want him in that storyline. But they could have got a body double like they did for Zach on Days of Her Life. I think the mother of the child actor didn't want him involved in that kind of a story, so they got a body double the day that he actually died.
Zach was awful.
And you know, the only thing that I'm really liking right now, I'm watching it on YouTube. Well, I actually watched it live a little bit, but I like the acting. Steve Burton, I have not seen him emotion like that since the breakup of Robin when they broke up in the hospital. You know, it's like, the actors are bringing it on, but the story is sucks.
Yeah.
You know, the writing sucks. Just the acting.
And I will never say Jake is dead unless, you know, there's more proof. There's no proof right now. I mean, you know, why couldn't Elizabeth see him before Susie? My sister is a doctor thingy. And I asked her and she goes, usually they let the parents see the kid. So because they want the kid even if the kid's sedated.
Steve Burton is on right now, I'm listening. I have you guys on mute, but he's talking about the cookbook or whatever too or something. So it seems weird having him on I know I shouldn't talk bad, but I just, you know, it's not fair. It's not fair, you know? Okay, I'm going to go listen to you. I'll unmute myself in a minute.
Okay. Okay. No, I just don't, you know, think he did. And, you know, I mean, God, I want to be right on this so much that, you know, every time I think about it, I'm like, wait a moment. Oh, Creative Christy. Christy, call in, call in. You know, and I'm sorry, but Zaytam, you know, is not the end game, is not anything. And Sam should have never been at the hospital.
Sam didn't have any emotion whatsoever. That was so freaking lame. Not that I'm surprised, but she was just standing there staring at a fly.
I know.
Oh, yeah, then she grabbed his little hand, and I'm like, oh my God, is this, you know, is,
I almost,
you know,
threw.
It's crazy. You know, I mean, when Lucky died, I even though I wasn't a Lucky fan, I cried, and I don't want to be duped again, people. I cried. I thought, oh, my God, poor Lucky. And now with Jake, there's no way I'm going to go to the first reaction of, there's no way, you know, I mean, so is the body. I mean, come on, they're going to even have a little funeral. The supposed death was, I don't think, ever happened. Ask him if there's any.
I think Dirk.
I bought gold. Yeah, I was going in the boat. They cannot find a glimmer of hope. You know what? That's the thing. You know what? I do not believe spoilers and all this shit. And finding a glimmer of hope is not going to happen. People want to believe all the negative shit. You know, the magazine spoiled every goddamn thing that happened in the storyline. So, no, you cannot tell me that, you know, there was a reason for this. No, I've never seen a storyline more spoiled in my whole entire soap opera watching life. And if you guys have seen it, I would love, you know, to know that. If you guys have, no, seen it, because I haven't. Oh, and by the way, you guys, if you want to call Fonzie's office and tell him what a dickhead he is about this, well, on the answering machine, the secretary goes, all views, complaints, you have to go to the switchboard. You thing will be deleted. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you really don't care how mad and fucked up the fans are. You guys, we need to, you know, call, keep calling. You know, I believe that Zeke decision will, you know, we will find out he's alive. And we need a professor on them, too. What they did was wrong. Running a 4-year over, is wrong. Oh, see, but they, I'm hearing Sam tell me they should be fixed up. It should be, you know what, I don't even care what this brother is saying anymore. See, but this will be a thing to get laid on back, you know? April Dawn, I borrowed from Jenny on AMC. What happened now? I haven't watched AMC in a long time, so I was just wondering.
Well, you know Missy was leaving, so they made Annie crazy again. And JR and Annie had such a tearful goodbye. It killed me.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said they had a really sad goodbye, and it killed me, and then Jake killed me more.
Oh,
so
God.
So I was a mess on Friday.
Well,
I
yeah,
bigger mess yesterday.
Okay, see, Beth, See, Beth, you know, late dawn is coming, and I feel it, and I feel it more and more and more. And Christy, go for it. Go for it. I mean, this, say your name is, Ned, say your name is Sam. They won't kick you off then. I'm just trying to be helpful. So, what are you guys thinking about all the acting and everything?
I think that, actually, I know. Okay, Becky Herbst got to me the most, and then Steve Burton, and then Jason Thompson got to me all 3 days. And I'm going to sound like a jerk here because everybody was shocked, but Jonathan Jackson didn't get to me at all. Scott Reeves got to me a couple of days.
Well, he didn't really get to me.
He got to me on Friday, but...
Okay, Elizabeth says Matt called me upside the head. Okay, I know why you're laughing, but that's not funny. Carly acting has been weak, both said. Carly acting has been, oh my God, Laura White had me in. Yeah, dude, I think what she did was great going, having these singles live. No, I don't. But I'm not going to say that, you know, she, you know, deserve, you know, to be called a selfish bitch for this. No, I don't. Yeah, you know, they deserve said, hi, Liz, how are you? Even though, hi, how are you, probably would be a stupid thing at that point, but what gets me the most is, yeah, Carly is not perfect. I get that. But, you know, she was scared. She thought she was going to lose her little girl. And how in the hell can we say she won't? Where's Jocelyn, rejects the kidney? Then what, you guys? Come on. I mean, you know, Jocelyn is not out of the woods yet. Postdoc will do more Bon Jovi voice. Oh, D is, April, I just wanted to hear your voice. Oh, that's sweet. Sorry, I'm just reading everything. Stop hating the heroes on the right. Thank you, Brooklyn. Thank you.
Well, I personally really liked the Carly and Liz scene because, you know, everybody knows I'm a Carly fan as well. I do think Carly is selfish. Of course she's selfish. I would be a freaking liar if I said she isn't. But I thought,
I thought
it was pretty sweet.
I realize
that some people thought she was faking it, but I thought she was genuinely sad for Liz.
You know, because, I agree. I'm so glad. I have a little Carly fan right now because I need it, because I don't want to be the only one, but I don't want to see
that.
Everybody
knows that Lizzie and Farzy are my favorites, Robin Lizzie and Carly Lizzie, so.
Well, yeah, so is this, for me right now, I'm, you know, she should have not done it, but, you know, God, you know, but you know what, maybe watch this whole cancer storyline too, people. Okay, I've never known someone that goes in the hospital. Oh, I'm not reading that right. You guys, I'm not reading that right, am I?
What made me most mad with the Jocelyn scenes was just the fact that Jax forgot he had lost the kid.
Yes, with Elizabeth.
Oh, my God, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, oh. Okay,
that's
oh, God, now I'm mad.
Was that all in, like, my head? Did I read that on, like, a fan fiction, or did it really happen?
No, because Jackson was like,
no,
like,
it did happen.
This couple.
It did.
And it did happen, and they planted a tree, and there's a scene of it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, because it was Liz and Liz was the surrogate, right?
Well, what? She was supposed to be the surrogate, but Courtney's eggs were infertile, so it ended up being her kid.
It was her and Jack.
Okay. Well, I but you know, I'm sorry. He was insensitive.
If Jax had asked Liz, it would have been a lot nicer because she knows that they both lost a kid together. So it would have panned out much better than Carly asking Jason and Jason giving the okay when he had no right to.
Right.
No, of course I agree with you on that. I just lost my Swiss boat, but I will get it back, people.
Oh, I love Steve's. She went and she said, no, he lost that baby, yet every time we turn around, Sam is talking about her dead baby, yet Liz doesn't go around mentioning her miscarried babies every 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
And they never mention the 2 kids Liz lost.
Right.
Well, she lost one with Rick, right?
She lost one with Rick.
And they were probably both girls.
And then she lost another one that was Jax's because she got hit by the car, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think I'm correct.
Yeah, you're correct.
Well, it wasn't another thing I am finding.
They got in the car accident, and then it was, like, after effects of being in the car accident, because she was fine for a little bit.
Right. Oh, that's fine. You guys, you know what I'm not fine about this whole cancer storyline?
What?
Where the fuck was Cameron? I'm sorry, but I know he's a little guy, but, I mean, you know, I mean, I thought, because this took him to the hospital, I mean, I don't think a kid needs to be that traumatized by seeing, you know, your little brother on. But I just thought, and what made me mad yesterday when they go, Pretty Monica Coleman, Pretty Monica Coleman, and I'm like, you gotta be fucking me. My people, and then
I was upset when Tracy wanted to keep it from Edward, but then I realized she doesn't want Edward to lose another person that might have meant something to him.
Well, maybe
so
Edward.
It was sweet.
Maybe Edward won't lose.
But
him.
Audrey
you
should
know,
have
I,
been
I,
there. And Bobby.
What?
Audrey and Bobby should have been there. They knew.
Yep. Okay. England.
That
he
was way too much lucky. I mean, I hate lucky, but there was way too much lucky. He was on every gosh darn second.
Yeah, he was kind of making me mad. I mean, you know, in my opinion,
nobody
I'm like...
Nobody was comforting Liz. Everybody was comforting him.
Yeah, I mean, like, wait a moment. And you know what the thing was? Did you guys listen clearly to what Lulu told Luke?
What?
Anyone who didn't know Lulu goes... That might not be Jake or whatever.
Yeah, I totally heard that.
And I was like, you know, thank God for Tebow because you can rewind things. And I'm like, wow. Any good questions you all can think I to ask? Oh, God, okay. April, keep me calm, please. Then Carly acted like Liz will do something after she's already taken one child from Liz. Wow.
Carly? Bree.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
You know what? What I want to see, I want to see Liz and Carly team up and go after that slutty Sam. I mean, I'm sorry, but... Sam needs, all Sam deeds need to come out, you know, because this is posted. I mean, I had hate reports on a week ago, and someone in this album, said, you know, something about, oh, this Sam, and what would you do if you found out everything about your sister? Would you forgive her? And, here he goes, yeah. And I'm, like, thinking, how can you forgive all of that? I'm sorry, that, I just thought that was, crazy. That's why I like when Greg Vaughn played Lucky. And by the way, Nicholas, I don't know if anyone, I'm sure everyone's heard, but Nicholas and Brooklyn are out on General Hospital. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm like, yay!
I'm probably the only one who's not. I'm happy that Brooklyn's ruined character is leaving, but if they fixed her again, I'd want her to stay. She used to be so dang awesome.
Well,
and
yeah.
Nick, I do not want to see him on screen with Brooklyn, so I guess I'm not totally sad about that.
Well, yeah,
I think if they would have, I don't know, they could have done a lot with Brooklyn. I mean, you have all the
Brooklyn.
Issues.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Wasn't really parented. You could have brought that in. There's so much more depth that they could have brought to her than just the shallow, greedy person. And then to put her with Nicholas. I don't know.
Hello? I'm Sonia. I'm just listening. Somebody asked about a sound baby to Steve. Are you there?
Yeah, we are all here. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Somebody, her caller that always calls in or whatever. Her name's Revision. She's like, Steve. So you said something about a miracle or something. So what about like a baby for Sam or whatever? I don't think they were supposed to talk about storylines like that, because people in chat were saying no current storylines, and he's like, well, first of all, we got to get to the hurdle. We don't even know if Sam could have a baby or whatever, so he's got to go seizure or something like that or whatever. I think he was just trying, we even how Steve answered his questions and stuff, and you think that they would ask, like, questions about Steve personally, not just, they go straight to story. That's funny. You know what I mean? Steve Burns so funny. There was somebody calling from 111 area code, and Steve's like, "Is that a area code?" That sounds like an international area code. Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Is there anybody on the show? I'm sorry, I'm kind of ignoring you guys, but I know
no,
it's on
okay.
radio, but. Steve's on there, and, I like Steve, so that's why I'm listening in. So, and Dirk's
on
there.
Oh, good one.
No. Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Sam's going to appeal for him, but she's actually you. Yeah, and then maybe, see, but I don't think we will ever get the Sam baby. I don't think they will go there. I really, what is in the mood to... I don't know, I'm sorry, but you know what, the miracle, I think everyone, the miracle everyone's talking about, I bet you Jake's alive, not about the same baby, the miracle would be Jake's alive and Franco has them.
Yep, Franklin Elena.
Yep.
April, I love you.
And Sam played a part.
I'm
adamant about that. Sam played a part in it.
Well, you know what I love about you, April? April,
what?
I'm having a really bad day about Zeke. I just DM you, and I feel so much better. Like, I can vent away, and yeah.
Sorry.
So, no, I agree with you on that. I think, who else I think might have had something to do with it? Theo.
Hello? Carly?
Yeah.
Okay. So Seabeth just put in the room that she doesn't think Steve Burton wants to do domesticated storylines. she thinks he'll leave before he does that. And I think that is so untrue.
I know.
I mean, that just irks me. First of all, because it's a steady damn paycheck. And then right now, I think that every actor is wanting to stay with their place as long as possible because it's hard to get a job nowadays. We don't know what is going to go on. You don't know what job is going to be there and next day it's going to be gone. So I don't think that would be a stipulation to him.
Yep.
So, there we
go. No, I mean...
Sorry.
I do. What was that? Oh, Steve and Dirk used to live together. Well, April, I believe something that also said no way. I think maybe Theo has, oh crap. I have two calls. 804-912, if you want to be on the air, press one. I have two. So I should wait until they press one, right?
Yes, wait until they press one. Carly, it's mean whenever you just bring people on.
I know.
Oh, hey, Grace is going
to be new. It may have seen why, but hope he doesn't want to be domesticated because that means no disabled baby. I think Leighton is coming. I really think that. And I think that, we will find out who was responsible for, the car accident, too. And I really think, CEO positive. I think Steve wants Leighton together. Yeah, I think Steve wants it. I think Leighton is coming. And, yeah, I hope that they find it out down the line. Vic's alive and then they can find him together. Yeah, and I hope they don't put it in Sadie book.
Because
912 have their hand up. Hello?
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
This is Cassandra.
Oh, hi, Cassandra.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good, hi, pissed.
Excuse me?
I said we're all kind of pissed.
I can tell. I've been listening for pretty much the beginning of the show, just trying to get a feel of everyone's feeling about the storyline and so forth.
How's that going for you?
I have a lot of opinions about how this storyline can go. It can go in different directions, or they can leave it as it is and have Jake to die. But as fans of Jason and Elizabeth, we have to remember that Jake did not define them, even though that's what maybe Franz thinks, that's what Guga thinks, that's what maybe the other pairing couple of that couple thinks, but that's not true. We all know that they had a bond, that they had a connection long before Jake was a thought in
exactly.
Their mind.
Exactly, amen.
And so we need to focus on that. Now, as far as the storyline goes, it could go either way. Jake could be alive, and I'm leaning to say 75% that it's true. But the thing about that is would Guga be allowed to write it? And if so, would he have the guts to properly write it? Because we already know that this storyline that we just watched in the last 3 days had so many holes in it that you could run a Mack truck through.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many inconsistencies. It was so many things that that happened, there is no way, if they wanted to be realistic, if they wanted to so-called copy off of the infamous BJ storyline, they would have shown, number one, the face, no matter if it was bandaged or whatever. They would have, Lucky and Elizabeth would have been allowed to see him before surgery. I don't care if it was like a minute or whatever. They would have been allowed to see it. If they wanted to really copy off of the essence of the BJ storyline, they did a piss poor job. So that being said, is the reason why I believe 75% that Jake is alive. Now, the question is, instead of this whodunit of who actually hit Jake, because I'm not going to say kill Jake, because I'm going to live in this bubble and say that he's
thank
alive.
Thank you.
So,
Cassandra, thank you for saying that, because I'm living in that bubble too. So,
with that being said, if he is alive, instead of this whodunit about who actually hit Jake, they could get more, or General Hospital could get more mileage out of who has Jake. And I don't want it to be the obvious, and, you know, everybody wants to say that it's Franco and this and that, but what if you throw in more people in the mix than just Franco? See, I'm a writer, so I'm thinking outside of the box. I'm not going to the obvious. So I never go to the obvious when I write characters or when I bring in villains. I always want the shock factor. And see, that's the thing that the writers of GH lack. They don't give you a shock factor anymore. When was the last time that you actually had a shock factor? When was the last time that a storyline really made you drop your mouth open when you were actually watching it play out on screen? When was the last time that anyone said, oh my God, they went there? General Hospital hasn't done that. The writers haven't done that. This is this whole last, I will even go to say 7 years of the last years of General Hospital has been about piss poor writing. And if we go back further, it kind of goes back to the frame of when the writer's strike. That writer's strike in the soap industry or in the industry period, it really hurt a lot of shows. And as you can see, daytime was hurt the most because they brought in writers who already had a storyline. Didn't have the history of the characters to fit the storyline, and they wrote from there. That's why you saw a lot of inconsistency. But after the writer's strike was resolved, then you had these people, the white writers, come back in, but yet and still you had a man on top of the writers who was dictating storylines as to where he wanted to fit, what he wanted his character or his preferences or his pets to be in a storyline, which is why you had A Star with Liaison. You had, going back in 2008, when it was when we almost were there for Liaison, that it was ripped from us in 2008, going back to this old adventurous and so forth. It was in the dialogue. Because if you, I'm reading the blogs here, and a lot of people are saying that Jason doesn't want to be domesticated. That was brought home when in the dialogue, during the time when Jason and Elizabeth were sitting in her studio when they were doing the painting, and she mentioned the being domesticated. But the thing about it is, Jason has been domesticated. He domesticated with two of the women that he loved. I'm not going to say so-called, because every woman in his life, even the one that I absolutely can't stand, he has loved. But the bottom line is, he is domesticated now. He may not be partial. He may not be living with her, but they are in a relationship. And anytime you are in a relationship, that that means something. If he did not want to be domesticated, he should not be involved with anyone. So that's bogus when you say, or even if Steve says that Jason doesn't want to be domesticated, that's BS, because you have been domesticated for the past 3.5 years. The problem with that statement of being domesticated, why can't you be domesticated with Elizabeth? The only difference in the other parents that he's been involved with, there were no children involved. I take that back. Yes, there was. With Michael, when Robin and he were together, he was domesticated and there was a child involved. Did he not handle that situation? Was he not good at protecting Michael from his lifestyle? Did he not separate his lifestyle from the domesticated side that he and Robin established? So all of this about him being not domesticated, that's bogus. But to tie all that in, like I said, the thing about it is, if GH funds Iger, Sweeney, and Disney as a whole, what they need to do is to really take the time and to dump out focus groups, dump out market research, because those can be skewed to fit whatever a general question that you ask. It's been done time and time again. And if you have ever done a focus group, you would know this. So in other words, if all of these people come together and bring back the glory, not just for General Hospital, but for ABC Daytime Network as a whole, take all of the freaking egos out of it, take all of the balls out of it, and then you have someone that put their foot down, and the ball is in Sweeney's court to stand up and say, look, this is how this is going to go. This is how this is going to break down. You are going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to write it this. We're going to take all of this information, all of these voices that we are hearing from the fans, and sit down and listen. And that includes the voices from that other parent, the voices from all these other parents that come in together with General Hospital, and you sit down and listen what the fans are saying. I've always said I have no problem with that character. I never had a problem with the character. But my beef as a whole is the way that they write women. I've never shied away with my opinion on that. I will stand by that. And see, the problem is you have two men battling together, and they have no idea what women want. What they need to do is take a page out of the movie that Mel Gibson did and actually live into a woman's body to see what we actually want. We don't want violence. We don't want the mob on this show. We don't want all of the children being harmed. And we definitely, as being the majority audience that watches this show or have watched this show for the past 10, 15, 20, 25 years, we are women. I don't give a damn about demographics and what age group you fall in. The bottom line is this show, Daytime, is all about women. Yes, you have a certain amount of men that watch it, and you give them that man mentality storyline, but you have to cater to your veterans. You have to cater to the people that have introduced generations to this show. You have to write for the viewers. You cannot write for individuality agendas, individuality politics, individuality pets. You have to write. You have to take your personal preference out and write a quality product for your consumers, which are the viewers, which are the women that watch this show. Now, if they did all of that, if they took all of that, listen to what we were saying, yes, we are on the blogs. You cannot negate the blogs because they are here. They're not going anywhere. Twitter is a buzz. Twitter was buzzing on Monday after they did that scene. There was so much kudos going around for Steve, for Becky, for Jonathan, for all the characters on that show and the emotions that they brought. General Hospital was trending on that day. Now, why would you not take that into consideration? Why would you not look at those numbers that you got? Because as bad as this storyline is and as horrible as this storyline is, viewers wanted to see it. We are angry. Of course we're angry because, yet, here it lies again. This child has been put in peril from the day he was born. Every year, something happens to this child. This child has been kidnapped twice. This child has been almost blown up. This child has had guns pointed at him. This child has been taken by a stranger. And now this child has been hit by a car. Now, why are we still steady doing this? This is not what we want to see, but yet and still we are drawn to it because we know of the portrayers that are going to be portraying these characters, and we know how they're going to bring their A game, and that's exactly what they did. Now, you take all of that out and you bring it back to write the story where this child is not dead, but you have to write it that's going to make us continue to watch, because I guarantee if they gloss over this death, yes, they're saying, oh, it's going to be drawn out. You're going to see all the emotions play out over time. That's bull. Because you already have glossed over it by just for some reason, even the child hadn't been sliced open yet, and we're already looking for suspects. You still should be focusing on the emotional level of it, and that's not what they're doing. Who cares about all these suspects? And then when, this is how bad this was all put together, when were all these people always driving down the street? All of a sudden, everybody keeps saying, oh, we drive down Lexington because it's a shortcut into town. Do the writers not remember what they write? Liz lives on a cul-de-sac. How are you driving up and down a cul-de-sac? What is a cul-de-sac? A cul-de-sac is a circular area. So you can't be driving through. There's number one hole. Number two hole, like I said, the parents can see the child. We didn't see the child be operated on. We didn't see the kidney go from here to there. We didn't see the doctors move from one area of the operating room to the next. We didn't see any of that. There's your holes 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, we can't assume that Franco is the culprit because that's too easy. And see, that's what the writers have been doing for the last 7 years. Lazy-ass writing, piss-poor writings that do not make sense, that do not carry throughout and have continuity from the beginning, the middle, and the end. I don't want Franco to be the culprit, but I do want him to play a major, major role because James Franco pubs General Hospital, so you might as well use his notoriety. Second of which, you have Theo, you have Suzanne and all of this. You can still actually bring back the Russian. We never found out who was actually over the Russian, as we know it wasn't Karpov, it wasn't Sasha, because they're swimming with the fishes. So you have all of this that you can bring into play, but you have to have a writer that has the guts and balls to step out and write the freaking scene, because it's there. You have the actors there. General Hospital has the best actors and actresses on the set, but they are not being utilized. These newbies, all these newbies they're bringing in, they shouldn't. Who cares? And I'm sorry, I'm a Sonny and Brenda fan, but I could give a damn about Brenda having a child. That should come after the fact of what you are doing now, which is the story is all about Jake. You can still make it about Jason. you can still make it about Elizabeth, because as far as I'm concerned, it's about those two people. It's not about Sam. It's not about Lucky, because I don't care what anybody says. Lucky has been a half-assed dad.
Thank you.
From the get-go. He has been a half-assed
dad
to Cameron,
thank you,
to Jake. So, you know, the point of view should all be about Jason and Elizabeth. You have to draw in on his guilt and her guilt, because no matter how you slice it and dice it, Elizabeth is going to have the guilt, because you're looking at it from a mother. If I had done this, through all the parameters of the emotions that they're going to have, yes, you can have Sam so-called consoling him, but she cannot console him the way the mother of his child can console him, because that child connected them. So you cannot isolate Elizabeth from Jason, because the story will not sell. And it will do nothing but anger viewers even more, because we've already had isolation from Jason and Elizabeth for the last 3 years. So you can't isolate them. Let the story develop. If he falls out of love with Sam, so be it. If he stays to be with Sam, so be it. But you cannot negate Elizabeth in his life. I don't care what they try to do. That will never go away, because like I said from the beginning, Jason and Elizabeth had the connection, had the bond before Jake.
Exactly, even when they hated each other.
You know, you can never say that they really hated each other.
Okay, not hated each other, just when she was with Rick and he was with Courtney and all that messed up.
That was not hate. What's the opposite of hate?
It was jealousy.
What's the opposite of hate?
Love.
Okay. They never hated each other. They were angry. She was angry at him because he chose Courtney over her. See, that's the bottom line with this. He is always choosing someone else over her when they are this close to actually getting together. And then on Monday, Tuesday, he chose Jocelyn over his own child.
Amen.
I'm 708, you on the O too. Chris, you on the O.
What's up? Hey, just joining it in. I'm not sure what you're talking about, but sort of caught the last.
How was it?
Lame. There wasn't really anything relevant to Liaison or Jake. I think you might have mentioned Jake once, but I can't remember.
But I got a question. So did she bring on people one at a time, or was it chaos?
She did bring on people one at a time. She did do it the right way. But it was just kind of, she was kind of slow in getting them on, and they kept talking about stupid stuff. And then one person asked, like, the stupidest question. Someone asked Steve if he likes, freaking Easter marshmallow things. Peeps. So we asked him, like, what kind of peeps he likes. And I'm like, that is the stupidest question I have ever heard in my life. Really? You're going to waste your time asking him about peeps? Seriously? My God, that's such a waste of time. Lord. Yeah, that was stupid.
So pretty much he pimped his cookbook and his band.
His band, the cookbook and the band, that was most of the conversation right there, and how they were talking about how they used to live in Ohio and how it's different from Los Angeles living, but I think they might have mentioned Jake at one point, but I was kind of multitasking, but I don't think it was like that relevant, because I can't even remember what was said. So, but I'm probably listening back to it when they finally get off air. So, but it was
Oh my God, they stayed only a little while, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, it was like 10 minutes late starting. Like, the host didn't even call in right away, like, when it was supposed to start.
Yeah.
So they didn't even get on until, like, 9:15. And then they just got off about, oh, I would say, what, like 9:45, like Central Time. So,
oh, my God.
They were barely on over half an hour, maybe a little more than half an hour, maybe like 40 minutes. So.
Wow.
And they didn't even really talk about that much on General Hospital. It wasn't even, they didn't even talk that much about General Hospital, to tell you the truth. There's like 75% promotion about poor Chuck.
Oh, my God. And see, Beth in the room goes, you know the tickets for the band are like $195?
Whoa.
Really?
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I don't have that kind of money. Like, I might want to see them, but I'm not paying that much.
Hey, Dan, Jerry.
Like an unemployment discount, you know? Like, really, that's ridiculous.
Jerry, are you back on?
Yeah, I've been on.
I
forgot to unmute you guys. I've been muted. I muted you guys this whole time, but I was just listening to, for the longest time. Yeah, I was on listening. Steve Byrne is funny, though. He's kind of funny. Because somebody asked him the question, do you think General Hospital ever do go novella way? Like, have it not have a story for 9 months, and then once the story is over, then go start a new story, whatever. And Steve goes, well, I don't speak Spanish. It's funny. Christy, do you remember him saying that? Do you remember him saying something like that? Huh?
That is hilarious.
I can't remember that part.
Spanish, yeah. He's like, well, I don't think, I mean, he's just like cracking up laughing. He is so funny, though. That's, yeah.
What?
I mean, Dirk was funny, too. And Steve goes, hey, Dirk, what are you eating? Chips? Are you eating chips or something? You know? It was funny. Oh, gosh. I didn't know that they were roommates a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. They were. They lived together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they lived together for a while. I didn't know that. Well, it was nice to know back in the day when they were really young. So, yeah. And I think Deb, the host, brought up that his movie, Cyber. What movies in the very beginning of his career, like Cyber Shocker 1 and Cyber Shocker 2? And he's like, really, Deb? Really? Did you just Google me? Did you just Google me and come up with all of that information or something?
You can look up all the movies he's been on like IMDb, so.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
I know.
Man. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, yesterday I watched in the hospital. Steve Burton, though, I haven't seen him since spring. He's been really good. The acting's been really good, but that's the only thing that I like about this story. They're bringing
hey,
it
no,
off.
You know...
Yeah, the acting is phenomenal for most.
Yeah, but what I loved was the slap that was heard around the world because...
Oh, I rewound it like 5,000 times.
I rewound it.
I said something on Facebook about that. I said that, and I was saying something that was a well-deserved slap, not just for for what happened yesterday and why it was intended, but for... him choosing Sam, you know, whatever, and all that, I said something funny on Facebook, but nobody, like, I said, now it's about time Liz goes to slap Sam or something, but, I mean, people were saying that, oh, he didn't deserve that, Liz shouldn't have slapped him, but I was like, she just lost her child, and he's coming without even hugging her, without even asking how she's doing.
Yeah, there was no comfort at all. He just came to her and was basically like, you're a good mother, but by the way, Carly has a sick kid that needs to.
Again, he put his son over, you know, he's putting, I mean, no offense
Hospital
for Dawson,
over.
I know Dawson was sick and all that, and she, you know, but he didn't, I just feel that they wrote that way too fast. It's all rushed, and it should not have been Jason.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been Carly. As a mother to one mother to the other, you know, let her grieve a little bit. I mean, let her just go through the emotions, and I was glad that she slapped him. I would have slapped him, too. You know.
Yeah, I said I'm going to run him over with a tractor.
Yeah.
You know what I really, really wish? I wish that it would have been
Jax who asked Elizabeth.
Me too.
And whenever he said that, you know, he couldn't believe what Elizabeth was going through to have to lose a child.
Yeah,
I mean,
that pissed me off.
You lost a child with her, you idiot.
Yeah.
But he can't remember anything that happened with Courtney. Like,
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Courtney was pregnant.
No,
and you know
was their surrogate.
Oh, that's right.
Elizabeth was supposed to be their surrogate, but her eggs didn't take.
Right.
I mean, Courtney's eggs didn't take.
So Elizabeth donated her egg.
Yeah, so it was technically her kid that was supposed to be Courtney's kid.
Right.
Oh, God, you know what? This whole show.
And Courtney was the one who caused her to lose the child.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you know the scene between Cardi and Elizabeth? It should have been more. I think it should have been a little bit more. I mean, I wish she would have
ended. Yes.
I wish she would have, like, hugged Carly, went to her and said, thank you, you know, or something.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if Carly would have went up to Elizabeth and hugged her while she was saying that.
Yeah.
Me too.
I
agree.
I was waiting for that.
We're both mothers. We need to help each other in this time.
I was waiting for anyone to hug Elizabeth other than Lucky, and nobody did.
I know that Lucky helped raise Jake, but at the end of the day, that's Jason's kid. It should be about Liz and Jason and not about Lucky and Liz. It needs to be a story involving Jason and Liz and how. And I know they're having some scenes on Friday. They're going to be talking about regret or something. I hope it's not just one scene. I'm hoping it's the whole episode. Because they
I have Steve Burton's interview about that.
What was that?
Steve Burton's interview in Soap Opera Weekly. I have it in here.
About that scene on Friday or something? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, Jason takes Jake's motorcycle, the one they were playing with in the hospital, and decides to return it to Elizabeth and goes to her house. Burton sets up. She's like, I'm sorry I blew up at you. I know it wasn't your fault. And he says, I thought we were doing what we agreed on. That you guys would raise Jake and I would stay away from him so he'd be safe, ironically enough. She apologizes and he apologizes, and what else is there to say at this point? And he sounded pissed at the interview, if you want my opinion.
You know what? I mean, God, you know, I just don't want it to be like two scenes and then that's it, and then he's left. You know,
all of this is when Becky was fired, so I'm curious to see when they'll start making new things.
You know,
yeah,
there was a soap opera, I think it was Santa Barbara, it was when Eden, something, these two characters, and it was basically, it was about them, period, the whole episode was like about them. There was other people in it, but... And I'd never seen a soap opera do that. It was a whole episode regarding Cruz and Eden or something. And I feel they need to do that, like, on Jonah Hospital with Liz and Jason, because they need to talk about everything that's happened. Not just about the regret, but about Sam, what she did, and, you know, and I don't know. I just feel like we as liaison fans need some kind of closure, or not closure, but...
Oh, no, wait, excuse me. Wait. Wait a moment. No, we don't need closure. What we need is both of them...
Like a reconnection of them coming together as parents of a child and just reconnecting. And you see, ask me, everything that's happened to Jake has never been Jason. It's always been Sam. It has always been her.
Yes! It was one time the mob, and we don't even know that for sure. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and even this time, you know, I mean, you know, why couldn't it? Oh God, I just don't. I don't understand. Now they're saying Luke. Now I've heard rumors that Luke might have been the one to run over.
I think it was Sam. I am determined, Sam, no matter what they say.
Yeah. That would be, for me, it would be the icing, well, not because of Jake, but the icing on the cake for this Jason and Sam couple, because there's no way in hell that Jason could go back to her for hitting his child, even though maybe it was an accident and she got a headache. I couldn't be with somebody knowing that they killed my child, even if it was an accident. Hitting and running like that, and based on everything that she's done to him anyway, you know, maybe it would make Jason wake up and say, wait a minute, if I never would have went to this person in the first place back, maybe it would have happened. I don't know. This is my mind, delusional mind.
And, you know, when Luke was talking to Tracy about what happened with Lucky all those years ago, like,
Lucky was dead.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
You know, that was like a red flag for me. I'm like, wait a moment. You know, no more Liz.
Didn't she also say that's not Jake? I didn't see it, but somebody said on a message
board
that
she
said
that's not Jake in there.
I mean, they meant it as that's not Jake because it's not him, because he's brain dead, but I don't actually believe that. I think there's a double entendre there.
Why there's so many holes in the storyline? Why not have shown Jake, you know, or something?
Yeah, right. We haven't even seen a shot of him, so it's kind of like, he's not really.
We
didn't
see him open that damn door. How do we know it was actually him?
We last saw Jake playing with his toys at the door, and then the next thing you know, Liz turns around and he's gone.
Exactly.
So for the fans,
you know, one thing that bothered me. Okay, a little kid like that. A little kid would not be able to open the door and go out by yourself. I mean,
the door was already open. Wasn't the door already open?
Yeah,
was
the door
closed?
Was already open.
No, Liz shut the door with her foot, and it looked like it shut.
Oh, it was?
I thought it was already open.
I thought it was open.
She shut. I looked at that scene really closely. She shut the door with her foot, and I'm pretty dang sure it did not open.
Really?
Oh, because I thought he was reading the paternity results and the door was open, and that's how Jake got out.
Yeah, because
you know,
because the door blocks the stairway. And remember, we see her coming down the stairs. She's asking Jake and Cameron.
Yeah, exactly.
Before he gets out of the stairs, she shuts the door.
Oh, she's
yeah, exactly. So they expect us to believe an almost 4-year-old kid opened the door.
Okay.
This poor little Jake has been through so much in his 4 years of life. He almost died in childbirth, you know.
He almost died before that, when Lucky threw him down.
Oh, that's right. He almost died in childbirth when Lucky knocked him down, you know. And it's like, oh, my God. And then this thing has to happen to him. Somebody wake me up from this nightmare. There's got to be some kind of a twist at the end of this.
That's what I think.
Maybe we'll see Franco. They'll phase into Franco, and then all of a sudden the camera will turn on a little boy lying in the bed.
What about Franco and Theo working together?
Well, but see, those are both Jason's enemies. I want it to be Helena and Franco, because Helena is Liz's enemy. And Franco is Jason's enemy. So if Liz is Jason will finally realize, that Liz has her own enemy, and she's more dangerous than everybody else combined.
Exactly. You know, because Elena, I'm sorry, is more psycho than the mob could ever be.
Exactly, and it's not even a real mob.
Yeah, I think someone snatched Jake or something. I don't know.
I do too. And
someone that's not really him. I don't know. Some creepy stuff.
I know, and I, you know, even if they have a funeral, you guys, it doesn't mean anything because they have a funeral for Lucky and Luke.
See Jake physically on the table dead is just like, huh? Why aren't you showing that?
I was listening.
And you know,
Tiva was asking that, and said But with Nick leaving, why bring Helena back? That would be the perfect time to bring Helena back, because Nicholas is the one who usually always tried to keep her in line. He's the one who's always pushing her.
I think
completely new character of Cassadine, so they can still have Cassadine, just not Nick.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they hire? Isn't there another little boy coming, supposed to be maybe Brenda's child or something? Didn't they cast?
Yes, he's a toddler, so they got rid of one toddler for another. Who doesn't care? Because I love Sunny and Brenda, and I don't want her to have a kid with anyone else.
Oh my God, Seabass just said. I mean, do you think Pringle killed a kid and threw him in front of the car?
No.
Oh my God!
Possible?
Yeah,
crazy.
This is crazy.
Yeah,
what happened, guys?
The storyline has been so rushed. It's just so, and all of this is a day. Oh, it's 24 hours later.
3 days is ridiculous.
24 hours later, everybody is like.
Even Annie, so-called kidnapping Emma. Even Annie's so-called kidnapping of Emma took, like, 2 months, and this took 3 days.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing.
Joint custody.
Another thing that I cannot keep going over in my mind is, you know what, if it was my little brother that was, like, on the gurney going to die, even if I'm, like, 7 or 8, wouldn't you want to be there? I mean, this is the thing. Why would they come there? You know, and, you know, we all know that Monica and Bobby was around. We heard them fucking being paid.
I know. That's funny. Bobby's being paid. I wonder if the people behind the show realize these little things that are happening on the show, like, yeah, you hear Bobby's name on Bobby. Your granddaughter is on life or death's door. At death's door, you want you there with your daughter, and you know more than anybody what it's like to lose a child. And even Monica, you know, you hear Monica's name, you know, and everything. And
Audrey,
even
it's
just,
I was watching the show, and like you heard Elizabeth, Nurse Elizabeth Weber, and I was
really.
Like, and she's in the scene, and she's in the scene, and she doesn't even acknowledge her page.
This show is funny. I mean, it's funny in the sense that I don't think they realize that they're doing that. You know. I mean, if you're gonna have a storyline like this,
maybe the other writers sneak it in, and they don't even notice.
Yeah. And then when they were talking about how Liz lived on a cul-de-sac, I didn't even remember that. Yeah, how can people be driving down the street down a cul-de-sac?
Wait, did you see Seabeth's comment? She said someone did an interview with a Jackie Zeman, and she knew nothing about the storyline.
Really?
Well, she hasn't been on the canvas for a while.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You know, why not bring on the veterans that have been in, you know, like, bring on Bobby, because that's Carly's mother.
And Audrey, bring Audrey on and everything.
And, you know, and just start writing the show with everybody, a mixture of everybody. Somebody said on some show that if you're going to heavily write the show towards certain people, what if these people decide to leave, to go, to do something else, or retire, or whatever?
Exactly.
You've really lost the audience. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose.
Yeah, no.
That's why you
Because Maurice Bernard's been thinking about retiring, from what I hear. So if Maurice Bernard left, or Steve Burton left because he got too fed up, where would they be?
Yeah,
so
Dragon Lady
too
said
on to fix anything.
Yeah, well,
the show would die.
You know, Dragon Lady said something really good in the room. But how do we know if a site was hit by a call? Liz didn't see one, I'll hear one.
We didn't hear in the street.
Well, we heard all that traffic, which is ridiculous because how much traffic is on a cul-de-sac?
No one.
Each other.
Oh, but see, that's good. No one even ran into each other. I mean, seven calls on one street and no one saw another. Yeah, right. Yeah, that.
I should go to the studio and say, you know what, you guys are, the storyline is so right. You guys are just, you know, you need to go reread what you're writing or something, you know, or go back to your history or whatever.
Well, apparently the unfit Liz now lives on a highway.
Yeah.
Oh my.
With an intersection.
Yeah, and room for seven cars at one time that don't see anybody.
Why was Liz and Jason kept from each other? Oh yeah, and Seabus is right. She lives right next to Robin. I remember talking about how
suburb,
it was to be a quiet neighborhood.
Yeah,
because they live in Queen Point, which is a suburb, and therefore is quiet. That's why Emily chose it.
Oh yeah, and that's cool. Yeah, that's right. Now now all of a sudden her street is the direct path to every place in PC, because you had Luke heading for the Haunted Star. Sunny and Brenda was heading for the airport. Carly was heading for General Hospital. Lisa and Robin was heading for General Hospital. Sam was heading back to Jason's apartment.
I don't know.
We
don't know that one. Oh, wow, Brooklyn goes, well, who dog is Bob?
Oh, sorry, that's my dog.
Sam
being comforted by Dante pissed me off for two reasons. One, that she's being comforted, and two, that he was on screen.
You know what, and another thing. You know, this would be the perfect time for Carly and Lulu to pass things up, because Lulu is supposed to be Jocelyn's godmother.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, crap.
Hey, Kyo,
I know most of Leah's and I people aren't Nez fans, but regarding Nick, he has almost always been a support for Liz, and he was there for Lucky, and he never once called which pissed me off so freaking much, not just because I loved them together, but also because they used to be best friends.
Oh, Christy.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying. That is the number one person on my hit list.
I know. Me too.
I'll come on the show and shoot her myself. I don't care. I just don't see the point for her. Like, I liked her and Lucky together. That was the only time I ever liked her. That was it.
Oh, Lucam 1.0 was great.
I loved that. Yeah, I did.
I almost loved
Sam with
them.
I could actually call her. Seeing Sam on screen. I was like, oh, wow. I actually kind of like her.
And Greg and Kelly. Greg and Kelly, it's smoking chemistry. And Steve and Kelly. I don't know what people see in them. There's nothing there.
I don't either. You're telling me.
There's not even friendship there. I'm pretty sure there's a little bit of hatred.
I don't get it. And you know what? You know the ASF person on that? She went on, she created this thread, like, can you please, somebody, the liaison fans, please tell me about liaison part one. Please tell me, you know, she asked questions like, what was her story about, like she was wanting to know, like, what the story was about them. Like, how did they, like, she's like, how did they, like meet, or what was so good about it, part one or whatever, because she doesn't go and YouTube anything. She goes from what people say about liaison part one or whatever.
And so people will go in there and answer the questions and everything. She actually put the whole story about losing Jason on there, you know, and everything. And people are telling her, well, instead of, like, listening to what people are saying, why don't you go find out and go watch, you know, mm-hmm. YouTube or something. You know, instead of going by what other people say, and basically people are saying, you know, well, listen, it doesn't have to be about, you know, SCX or whatever, you know, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make love before that. It's not, they had a friendship. There was more than friendship, you know. Even Jason
mm-hmm.
had said that to her, and, you know. And
yeah, because I didn't watch,
you know?
I didn't start watching GH till the 20th century, so I would see all my liaison clips on YouTube.
Yeah, and then she starts going, well, that's my point. There was nothing there, whatever. And then somebody goes and says, well, you know, why start a thread like this if you didn't want the thoughts of other liaison fans and what they think and all that? Why start a thread like this if you're not gonna hear us or listen to what we have to say about how we feel about Liz and Jason? And
you know what I find,
you know,
interesting?
Like,
most old-timer GH JCMers that I know, most of them loved Liaison at one point.
Oh, they did,
which
really?
I find really interesting. Yeah, well,
yeah.
The ones that watched GH
will.
Forever, I've noticed that most of them have loved Liaison at one point.
You know, some of the Jasound fans, I will, like, today I was reading on the message board, they liked them in the point one when they first got to there. But after he walked into her apartment, or, you know, after he went into her apartment and said, I will kill you, that just ended that, their love for that couple.
I said you would hope it would. I don't see how people can still like them after that.
I don't understand. And people, the sound fans are saying, oh, well, at that time, they're out of character, and, you know.
So,
and
I guess if a guy
really
tells you that he wants to kill you and then you're in love with him, you're going to stay with him, okay?
Yeah, I know, really. Oh, God, I don't get it.
By the way, you guys, we have 90 seconds to tell everyone.
Dang.
What?
I mean, do people honestly think that this is going to be a reconnection for Liz and Jason? Like, do you think that
yes.
this can be a start of a new for them?
Yes.
We had a whole Twitter conversation on that.
No matter what happens with Jake, they're not defined by Jake. There was a Liz and Jason before Jake, and there's going to be one after Jake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, you
mm-hmm.
can't.
For 7 years before.
Yeah. They think that getting rid of Jake is just going to you know, get rid of them altogether, like break the cord, so to speak, or whatever. But that's not true. That is not true. You know, it's just a shame that we're being ones that are being thrown under the rug for this other couple. You know what I mean? They're being favored over us.
Mm-hmm.
And, by killing,
mm-hmm. and that
by
happens
killing,
so much in daytime
killing,
now. It's ridiculous.
I know. No other soap would do this, too.
Yeah, like EJ and Sammy versus Lucas and Sammy, they did that for years. We finally got our couple married, and then bam, there's EJ. And bye-bye, Lucas.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. My heart broke. Oh, my God. I was pissed off when EJ and Sammy broke up. I love that.
They finally got married. After, like, 15 years, they finally made it down the aisle. And they got, like, 5 months.
Yeah, and
then
boom.
I know. Okay, I'll wait here.
Oh, right,
you gonna go in there? Oh, let me try
left
there.
What are you talking about?
Okay, here you go.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry. I'm in my car. I had to take my niece. I had to drop her off at a Red Box to turn in the movie. Nightmare on Elm Street. She wanted to rent Nightmare on Elm Street. 11-year-old loves scary movies. And I have a 27-year-old niece. And that's my fault, because when she was 4 years old, I took her to her very first scary movie. Oh, crap. I took her to her very first scary movie, and she can't stand them now. I was a mean aunt when I was younger.
Yes,
was,
you were. Yes,
yeah,
you
was,
were.
I was so mean. Well, I was a little kid myself, too. I mean, I was playing monster, pretending like I was dead and stuff. I mean, you know.
I don't like scary movies. And I
yeah.
like my closet closed. I do not like it open at night. I'm freaky about
well,
that.
When I was little, my sister, I was watching The Exorcist as my very first scary movie. I could not have my closet open for years. I always had to look under my bed every time I went to bed, you know, so that scared me for years.
Man, I hate horror movies. They scare the crap out of me.
I don't like horror movies. That's when I was younger.
Even the silliest ones. Even
the
silliest ones.
Like,
I cannot watch them.
Chews you up. Someone's going to die. Okay. It's just predictable to me because the music just, like, kills the predictability for me in most of them I've seen. But
yeah,
some movies
we went over
like
film
that.
Studies in sophomore English, so you would think that, okay,
huh?
I know what they're doing here. I know what they're setting
like,
up. You would think I would be
graduated
scared, but
film studies, so
still
I kind of know how it works.
Yeah, but even with knowledge of film studies, it still freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't watch them. I'm like, I refuse to watch the Saw movies. I just refuse to watch them. I'm like, that's
I watched the first two, but then, like, after that, I couldn't watch anymore.
What are you talking about?
The Saw movies.
What scary movie are you talking about?
The Saw movies?
Oh,
like,
oh
like
God, the first one freaked me out. The first one freaked me out. That whole time, in the middle of the floor, it was the villain. Wasn't that what's creepy? He gets up from the floor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think the leprechaun in Jeepers Creepers scared me for life because I saw those when I was 10. I saw one scene in Jeepers Creepers.
Oh
I was
God.
At my friend's for a sleepover, and he starts, like, eating this guy's face or something, and I was scared for life.
Oh, my God. Or what about the movie, what was I'll Meet Your Brains, or what movie? I was at a slumber party when I was 15 that my friends were watching the zombie one, Night of the Living Dead or something, you know, eating your brain. And then I went, and then after the summer party was over, I had to go home by myself. My mom was at work. I could not stay home by myself. I called my friend, Michelle, that night. And I was like, Michelle, why did we have to watch that movie? Now I can't. I'm freaking out.
Oh,
you know, I'm
yeah.
looking for zombies outside wanting to eat my brains or something.
Speaking of that, like, I went, my friend Teresa and I went out to a movie, and we did the late showing, and the late showing didn't start until 10:30, and
mm-hmm.
we watched, it was Black Christmas.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I've
never
heard of it.
I remember, like, yeah, that's like a low-budget one.
Yeah, there's a scene in the movie where the killer is in the back of an empty car, and the girl
oh
gets
my God.
In it, and he's, like, right behind her.
You know.
So, after the movie, we went out to my car, and, like, we was really freaked out because it was, like, 1 in the morning, and empty theater. I have to drive home, like, a half an hour drive home.
Oh, my God.
And we went and we got in the car, and I went and I told my friend Teresa, I was like, look in the back seat for me. And she said, what? I said, let's just check before anything happens.
Oh, it's okay.
This car is not locked.
Let your friend be caught by the stranger or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
At the beginning of the Leprechaun, you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and the Leprechaun, I saw the beginning of that and I couldn't hear the song for years after without being freaked out.
Well, okay, I can help you guys. My next door neighbor, we were watching The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and the lights were out, and we were not hungry yet, but my mom comes knocking on the patio door to bring food and stuff, and we all did jump because, I mean, it was like at this intense thing, and ever since then, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle is like That movie freaked me out. Not as much as The Shining. Oh, I've never seen it. I'm never going to watch The Shining ever again, but yeah.
Oh, and another one. Has anybody ever seen Joyride?
No.
No.
Joyride is about this semi-driver. They go in. These kids play a trick on the semi-truck driver. And he gets them back, and he, like, he chases them or whatever. It's been a while since I saw it. But what was really weird was I couldn't watch that in the dark. We decided to turn it off and then wait until the next day to watch it. So we watched it during the day, and my friend Brianna went back home, and she called me, and we had the wireless phone or the cordless phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked up a semi-truck driver talking about killing all these people. I don't know if he was joking or what. And I told my friend, I was like, do you hear what he's saying? And she said, yeah. And he went and he said, yeah. He said, I can hear you. And we hung up the phone. It freaked me out. I hate answering. So I hate answering any kind of phone now.
What about
I think
the movie? What was their movie? It was called, oh, God, I forgot who was it. It was a cell phone, the thing. It was like a movie about this cell phone, and they kept getting phone calls. And every time you answer the phone, it's your death or something or whatever. What was it called?
Oh.
One Missed Call. It's called One Missed Call.
One Missed Call.
Yeah.
I actually want to hear something really weird too. I actually had that ringer as my cell phone ringer. So like
you
after,
do not really.
Because all my friends went and watched it and everything, and they all thought that it was the weirdest ring, and they were freaked out about it. So I looked it up and I got it for my phone. And I turned my phone ringer on one day whenever I was in class, and I had one of my other friends who was in on it call me, and all of a sudden you hear that ringtone.
Huh.
And literally everybody just kind of turned and was looking at each other, and you could all just see it, that they had all seen the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
It was funny.
Has anybody ever seen the movie The Stand? It was on a long time ago. It was on TV. It was a Stephen King book. Everybody was coughing in the theater. All of a sudden, everybody got sick and were dying, and it was kind of like the end of the world movie, you know, and about good and evil. And after I was watching the very first episode, I go to work the next day and I cough. And I go, well, no, I'm going to die. And going to start this whole thing, you know. And it was funny. Only a certain people were chosen to live by God, I guess, and everybody that. And then we had Las Vegas. The people that lived in Las Vegas were the evildoers, and, you know, and everybody that was dreaming about, like, to go to Colorado were brought in by the angels or God or whatever. I loved that movie. Molly Ringwald was in it, and Gary Sinise was in it. It's actually pretty good.
Kind of freaky.
Yeah. I've seen, like, a bunch. I see B-movies, like horror B-movies, too, you know, and some of the B-movies are actually not that bad and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever see the Birds movie?
No way.
Like
the Birds?
Yeah.
Hitchcock?
Yeah, Hitchcock. I could never look at a bird after watching
movie.
That.
I actually love that movie.
Did you?
Awesome.
Yeah, wasn't it good?
Yeah,
though, I could never think of a bird the same way again for a while after that, especially if I see crows.
Oh, yeah, whenever I see, like, a ton of birds in one place, I'm like, uh-oh, Hitchcock here. It's the birds. They're coming for us.
Yeah, I saw the
Did anyone ever see Cujo? The movie Cujo about the dog, the evil, the dog that got rabies and was a killer, killed people. That's Cujo.
No, I could never watch one of them.
I have seen dogs in my life. What's
the
that?
Book Funicula made me think that bunnies were evil, though.
What book? What?
Funicula, it's about the vampire bunny.
Oh.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was terrified of bunnies
kitty.
For a while.
I feel glad I have a vampire kitty because my cat likes to bite.
The bug bite.
I'm like, that's my kitty. It comes out to play.
It's a joke. Do you know what I could never, ever watch? And it's not even a scary movie.
What is it?
I have two of them. I can never watch Gremlins, and I can never watch...
Oh, God, I love Gremlins! That's a good movie.
Gremlins is awesome.
That's
a great scary movie I love to watch.
I cannot watch. I can't watch either.
Well, you need
they
to go watch
out.
It.
No.
I can't watch the Chucky movies. The Chucky movies freak me out.
I can't look at dogs the same. Remember Poltergeist, the movie with a clown, and the clown part of the movie in Poltergeist? And he kept looking at the doll, and he put the cover over his jacket over the doll. The next thing you know, it just disappeared and it's under the bed, dragging him down from under the bed to under the bed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That was freaky.
And
I had dolls in my room. I had to put my dolls away, too, because of that.
Yeah.
I have to close
the
closet.
The first time I watched it was The Day After Tomorrow. That freaked me out majorly.
Really?
Oh,
I don't want to.
File fawn thingy.
Yeah, I have to. Well, I saw a fire Goza thing, and I think Franz needs to be fired.
Oh. Oh, God, I know. He is, like, so... He's so bringing down ABC Daytime.
Yeah, exactly. Goza might be bringing down General Hospital, but Franz is bringing down General Hospital and all my children, and somehow has not gotten to One Life to Live. Somehow One Life to Live is protected at the moment.
There was a media survey or something. I was reading some of it. There was some kind of a media survey about that One Life to Live is the only one that's doing really good in the marketing thing. Like, it was some kind of a marketing survey in daytime. And One Life to Live is the only one that was doing really well. And all my AMC and General Hospital didn't do so good. And I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Jeez. Yeah. Franz, you need to make a...
I'm going to say goodnight because I got to do work this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
When is your next show?
The show is on Tuesday. It's going to be at 10 p.m. 17 Pacific. Watch.
What's wrong, Phil?
Someone said crap.
What happened?
Damn it. Well, I don't know where there's another one. Where's there another one at? My foot's going to get cold. Whose money is it going to come out of? Well, just text her. We can't find another red box. I'm not going to drive around the world to find one either.
Carrie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I better meet you guys. Or maybe we should just call it a night, I guess, everybody, huh?
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and hang up right now. I'm going to have to go find a red box or something. So. Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, well, anyway, I'm going to call it a night. So.
Okay, I think everyone is.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. On Tuesday.
Yeah, man. Christy, what about you?
Friday, I will have a show at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So.
All right. Bye. Night, guys.
Maybe.
Bye.
I'm going. Bye.
Bye.